The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What are your beige flags? Or even better, as we twisted it in the last segment, you give us whatever your quirk is, and we will decide if it's beige or red. Or in some cases, maybe it's very, very green. And we're like, ah, that's no big deal. You're overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to this, it came with the idea came as this text came in from Nashville, from 102.9 The Buzz, or from a listener on 102.9 The Buzz. What color is my flag? I have an extensive Godzilla collection.
Okay.
Some I've kept from my childhood, the mid-90s. Some I've ordered from Japan. I have several about 2 feet tall, and they are about as expensive as a mid-90s Honda Civic, LOL.
Wow.
Wait, in the mid-90s or now?
Well, probably now, but even so, I mean, that's pretty expensive still for a Godzilla figure.
Yeah.
P.S. The Godzilla collection does have its own room. And since my 15-inch tall King Ghidorah is gold, my wife let me put it in the living room since it matches some of the gold accents in painting and chandelier.
Right now, I would say the collection itself, I wouldn't say is necessarily a red flag. Godzilla stuff is kind of cool in its own weird way. I would say it would have been a huge red flag if you had a King Ghidorah in your living room. But since that was wife approved, I'd say you both have a red flag and found your perfect mate.
Which makes them green.
So for
in
you,
that case, two reds make a green.
For anyone else.
If it's two people, you can't just have two red flags yourself and go, now I'm green.
Yeah, I would say for anyone else, it would be a red flag. But you guys luckily found one.
I concur.
So it all works out.
If you were single and you had also texted the show saying, why can't I get a date?
We went back through the text.
Then, also, red flag.
I don't have collectibles, but I am a fan. So send a picture of your Godzilla.
Yes. This text, you tell me what color this flag is. My mom likes clowns. Red.
Red.
There's more of this, it's already red.
You barely need anything else.
She has a curio cabinet full of clowns. Has them in her room and has them hanging from the ceiling in the living room.
No.
My dad has a 4-foot-wide, 8-foot-tall, 2-foot-deep cabinet full of old cameras and a display tower full of lighters with some coins mixed in and about 500 different coins in storage.
Old cameras are billion times cooler anything clown-related.
But both of those are pretty red.
Vintage cameras look cool, though.
Agreed. Yeah, I think
they really do a
nice display of them.
Yeah, I think vintage cameras, radios, typewriters, microphone, like a lot of that.
There's
like
a limit
because there used to be designed to those. So if you are a fan of design, whether it's Art Deco or mid-century or whatever, you'd go, okay, these are all a little different. They're kind of cool, but clowns.
The limit is 12. Ah. Limit is 12 for cameras.
This text said, Hot Wings only determines if it's a red flag if it's something he didn't like. Any collection was a red flag until it was Godzilla, then it was kind of cool.
Well, I mean, partially that's true. I think I have great taste.
Did anyone text their significant other and ask what their beige flags are?
Oh, I'll do that now.
Yeah,
I did.
I think, yeah.
So what did Kayla say?
She wrote, you have some things that are very specific. You have routines and you don't want to stray from them. But then there are so many other things that you don't give a bleep about. She noticed when we travel, and I had never really thought about it, but when I get to a hotel room, it's a very specific order of things that has to happen. And she's like, it wasn't until we went together like four or five different places. And she said, oh, I'm going to use the bathroom so you can go through your just arrived routine. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, you're going to set your bag, put it on the bed, open it, take all the things that hang up out, put it there, then put your bathroom stuff in the bathroom. Then you're going to get out. And this was sports or show travel. She said, you're going to, I think it was sports travel. She said, then you're going to get out all your football notes and you're going to lay them out because you're going to need to work on them tonight. But if not tonight, then definitely in the morning, and they need to be ready. Everything has to be plugged in. And then you can go on with whatever we're doing. I was like, damn.
That's right.
That was spot on.
That is right.
I had never really thought about it, but I don't like skipping that.
I'm sure I'm the same way. When we get to hotels, I do the same
thing. Yeah, everybody's got a little bit of a routine for that.
She says it's more cute until something freaks you out and then you're a spaz. Then it's pretty annoying. she says the other one that's red or beige is that you're afraid to try new foods, often worse than our six boys are. That's a little annoying. And then she said, what are mine? And now I'm saying that we don't have internet. So that's obviously good. The right choice.
Yeah, shut it all off.
I have wheat pennies. Is that a beige flag?
I don't know. I mean, how many do I don't know. Have? Like, and are they worth something?
Wheat pennies are really old pennies when there was still wheat on the one side.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Like, I have one somewhere that I had found. It's like a 1927, and I went, that's neat because it's so old. I'll keep it. So I have that, but I don't know.
Going back to the one with the clowns and the cameras, this person says, if I walk into a house that has clowns hanging from the ceiling and old cameras, that is creepy AF.
You know what?
And it is.
You're kind of right. The combination of cameras and clowns is very Gacy.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ross just texted me and I didn't know that I did this, but now that he's pointed it out, I definitely do. He said, when you really like food, you say, yep, after your first bite every single time. And the moment I read it, I was like, yep.
That was a really common one for people that have written in variations of that, or people that have a catchphrase if it's, well, like that.
Yeah.
Or people that make noises when they're eating something good. Like, Steve, you talked about when when your son Nicholas is eating, he gets very groany.
That's acceptable, though. He's a baby.
Yeah, he's a toddler. That's me. And usually, I know when I do it, too, I'm usually, like, moving my shoulders, like a little dance move.
Yeah, everything's together. Yep.
Dang, that's embarrassing. His kids pointed out that in the car versus, like, having road rage being like, why the hell did you do that? I'll say things like, oh, you a little stressed out today, friend? Okay, you can go ahead and hop out in front of me.
Well, that's a little better.
Yeah, so that's kind of like a beige flag versus road rage red flags.
Like, you just easier to say, you must be having a bad day because you can't be this big of a piece of ass all the time.
Right.
I think that works. How, Wings, did you?
Yep.
What do you think Paulo would say? Your beige flag is, other than the movie one.
I'm not afraid to pass multiple cars at once.
Okay.
Two lanes.
If you ride very long with Hot Wings, you're going to find out the acceleration rate of his car, and you're going to hear the engine open up.
You'll be surprised how powerful Suburbans are, because you've never felt one accelerate like that before.
There is no concern for the fossil fuels being burned to get in front of a Nissan and a Honda.
I think, maybe a beige flag is that I drive every car, no matter how large it is, like it's a Miata.
The best shift is a downshift.
Yeah.
But that's boy, that feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
That's a green flag when we're on road trips, though. That's pure green.
It. Yeah.
And then a checkered flag when we get home a half hour earlier than we expected.
I always do ask, hey, does that bother you? Like, does that freak you out
when
I do that?
Well, now you do.
Because if she said, yeah, it freaks me out, I'd rather you didn't do that, I would stop. But she likes getting places, too.
Getting places is better than
being
slow. And
I'm the only one risking a license. So for her, it's fine. And I make a lot of piles, too. Like, at my house, I have piles. I got that from my dad.
Little pile of mail over
there. Where things might be kind of, like, like my place isn't dirty. It's clean, but it's like, okay, here's this. And I'm going to get to this stack of mail and here's, oh, these are the, you know, whatever. Oh, these were Grayson's things. And I'm, and then I keep moving them around and I clean everything. And then one day later I'll go, how do I have four piles on? And it's all mine.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm not, I wasn't even here the last 24 hours and there's four piles here. I don't even know how it happened. Piles.
Piles. Mm-hmm. Piles are rough.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.